New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has granted the greyhound racing industry a second chance in a backflip on his ban announced in July. Following a state cabinet meeting this morning, ministers agreed to ditch the ban in favour of seeking industry reform. This comes after months of immense pressure from advocates of industry and media campaigns, during which the Premier was resolute that the government's position would not change. Rita Risk has this report.
New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has today confirmed a reverse of its controversial ban on greyhound racing. It will instead recommend alternative measures, which include fewer races, fewer tracks, and a set of tougher animal welfare actions. Mike Baird and Deputy Premier Troy Grant told reporters they didn't think the industry could change and admitted the government got it wrong.
We got it wrong. I got it wrong. Cabinet got it wrong. The government got it wrong. Clearly we need to address this, and we will. I previously didn't think the industry could change. It's clear the community wants to give that opportunity.
The Premier said Dr. John Kinneary from the Greyhound Transition Task Force has consulted with hundreds from the industry, saying that there is now a deep appetite for reform.
We did not give the good people in the industry a chance to respond, a chance to reform. And I have to say, on behalf of that, I'm sorry. That is something we should have done, and we need to address it. So today, you know, I can announce that the greyhound industry will be given that one last chance.
He also added that his personal convictions of animal cruelty have not changed. The New South Wales government initially decided to shut down the industry following the report of the Special Commission of Inquiry. This was headed by Justice Michael McHugh. Mike Baird said it was the right thing to do at the time. However, the inquiry found overwhelming evidence of animal cruelty, including mass greyhound killings and live baiting. It concluded the industry has fundamental animal welfare issues that cannot be solved. Clive Phillips, Professor of Animal Welfare at the University of Queensland, agreed with the closure of the industry, saying it was incapable of reform.
Well, I don't think it can reform. I think the McHugh report was accurate. You know, this was a huge effort undertaken by a significant body of people, and concluding that the industry in New South Wales would not be able to reform sufficiently to the general public. You know, the RSPCA conducted a survey in New South Wales, the ACT, which showed that 62% of the population in those regions was not in favour of the industry continuing. So it would be very hard to overturn that, to conceive of an industry which would gain public support.
Professor Phillips says he was saddened by the reversal of the greyhound racing ban.
It's very disappointing that an action which was taken with all sincerity to improve the welfare of dogs and prevent a clearly cruel practice has now been reversed. It is very unfortunate. And it's indicating, I think, that some of our senior politicians are not quite following the convictions that we would like them to.
He said racing dogs won't integrate well into pet life after the trauma they have endured.
Because of the traumas of their early life, they will not make particularly good pets. So that whole of life welfare management, it's difficult to see again how that is going to work well.
Is this backflip a setback for animal ethics?
Oh, undoubtedly, you know, but it's not the first time we've seen it. In Australia, we've seen it with the live export industry. We're seeing it again now with the greyhound industry. Very disappointing. You know, I think the government has to look for solutions that will meet the needs of the people, you know, and I look to conviction politicians to take us down that route. I don't see that happening at the moment.
While some may disagree with the reversal of the ban, others are relieved, including Bulleye Greyhound Club Operations Manager Darren Hull. He has been in the industry for 20 years and has welcomed today's decision. He said the reversal is a win.
I can tell you now it was a lot of relief. There were some pretty tense people sitting there watching that TV today. When the Premier came forward with his media announcement that he was going to reverse the ban. Yeah, so I feel happy for the thousands of people who were innocent and did nothing wrong.
A former Premier, Maurice Emer, has been appointed to consult with the industry on how it will reform and apply stricter penalties. Mr. Hull said the process will be a comprehensive one and hope that they won't leave any stone unturned. He said many trainers and breeders will be relieved as this is their life's work.
A lot of people have been involved. You're talking 60 and 70-year-old people have been involved since they were teenagers. They virtually put their whole life into the sport, so it's pretty hard when you take something away that you virtually put your whole life into.
Darren Hull, Greyhounds Club Operations Manager, ending that report, produced with Joe Koning and Rita Risk.